It Happened at the Diner by Rogue Alice 91, read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Carlos wiped his sweaty palms on his lab coat and glanced at his boyfriend. Cecil was grinning about some convoluted rule the government had come up with lately. If you asked him, Carlos's favorite feature of Cecil would always be his voice. That velvet, smooth, rich as chocolate voice. He turned his thoughts to the ring box, in his lab coat pocket, and he decided to go for it.
Cecil? Want to ask you something.
He said haltingly, and his eyes flicked from his boyfriend's expectant face to the tabletop of the diner booth.
Yes, my Carlos. What is it?
Cecil asked. The way he said Carlos's name sending a pleasant shiver down the man's spine. The scientist stood up and moved out of the booth's seat. Before he lost his nerve or his dinner, Carlos knelt on the sparkling clean floor and with a trembling hand pulled out the black velvet box, stealing a glance at Cecil, whose face was frozen in a look of shock and hope. He opened the box.
I wanted to ask you out the first time we talked, because before then I had been listening to your radio program and fell in love with your voice. And now that we have been together for almost a year, I want to show you I've fallen in love with everything about you.
Cecil Baldwin, will you please be mine for eternity? Will you marry me? Carlos tried to keep his voice smooth like Cecil on his radio show, but it cracked and broke like new ice. He looked into his boyfriend's, hopefully soon-to-be fiancé's, violet eyes, and saw pure love and wonder shining in them.
Yes, yes, I will marry you,
Cecil exclaimed and slid out of the booth and onto his knees, level with Carlos. Carlos gently pulled the ring from the box and slid it onto his fiancé's ring finger. Then, much like their first date, he kissed Cecil. This time it was deeper and sweeter, pulling back, face tinged a dusky pink under his dark skin. Carlos smiled.